From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Nicole Ogrisco with the news on this day in Maine, Monday, June 16th, 2025. The Maine Senate has rejected a slate of bills that would ban transgender athletes from competing on girls' and women's sports teams, raising prospects that none of the proposals will become law. Steve Missler has more.
One of the proposals, which narrowly cleared the Democratic-controlled House last week, would prohibit schools and colleges from allowing anyone born male from participating in athletic programs designed for girls and women. But the Senate voted against the measure, 21-13, which means it will fail, barring a turnaround in later votes. The Senate also opposed two other proposals that included additional provisions restricting the rights of transgender students to use bathrooms, locker rooms, names, and pronouns aligning with their gender identity. Those bills were also narrowly opposed in the Democratic-controlled House. The votes come amid an ongoing political and legal fight over transgender rights that has intensified since February, when Maine Governor Janet Mills was confronted at the White House by President Donald Trump. The Trump administration unleashed a retaliation campaign designed to force the state to comply with the president's executive order. The issue is now part of a federal lawsuit brought against the state by the administration. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.
While the G7 summit gets underway in Alberta, Canada, northeastern governors and eastern Canadian premiers converged on Boston today to take up trade and other contentious issues. Carol Bousquet has more.
The summit in Boston focused on building alliances through shared resources and partnerships. The trade war between Canada and the U.S. was top of mind. Maine Governor Janet Mills says tariffs on Canadian goods are taking their toll in Maine.
Tariffs in general are already affecting our very important craft brewing industry. 176 craft brewers that depend on aluminum and packaging materials that come from Canada.
Nova Scotia Premier Tim Houston said collaboration in key areas is good for both Canada and the U.S.
There are things that are within our control, and that's where we should work together. And I think energy and research and just always putting the citizen first, that's something we can do. Today's been a good reminder for me about, you know, the quality of the people and the relationships that we have.
On issues such as energy affordability, a reliable power grid, and supply chain solutions, leaders on both sides of the border pledged Monday to become stronger by working together. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Carol Bousquet.
The legislature's Budget Writing Committee is recommending ending Maine's free community college program. Kevin Miller reports.
Earlier this year, Democratic Governor Janet Mills had proposed making permanent Maine's program of allowing recent high school graduates to take up to 2 years of community college for free. But Democrats on the legislature's Budget Writing Committee voted late last week to end the initiative after this year's graduating seniors. On Saturday, Maine Community College System President David Daigler expressed his, quote, deep disappointment with the decision in a letter to the system's Board of Trustees. Daigler wrote that his staff will continue to work with the governor's office on the issue, but added it was, quote, highly unlikely at this point that the program would be funded beyond the class of 2025. Maine's community colleges have seen record enrollment in recent years, in part because of the tuition-free program. The initiative has enjoyed broad bipartisan support in Augusta, so lawmakers are likely to debate the decision when the budget recommendations hit the House and Senate floor this week. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Kevin Miller.
The U.S. Supreme Court has declined to review a lawsuit filed by Maine healthcare workers who challenged the Mills administration's COVID vaccine mandate during the pandemic. Patty White brings us this story.
Seven healthcare workers filed a lawsuit in 2021 claiming that the vaccine mandate was unconstitutional because it failed to provide religious exemptions. The case was ultimately dismissed by both a district court and appeals court after the mandate ended. That prompted Liberty Council, a national Christian organization, to file a petition with the U.S. Supreme Court to review the case. It alleged that Maine officials, quote, suspiciously rescinded the COVID vaccine mandate to evade constitutional scrutiny. In a written release, the organization says that the Supreme Court's decision is not a ruling on the merits of the case. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.
As the Trump administration ramps up workplace immigration raids, the Maine State Chamber of Commerce is urging businesses to be prepared. During a webinar last week organized by the chamber, attorney Katie Minervino with the law firm Pierce Atwood urged employers to train employees and have a plan in place in case agents come knocking.
Who do they call? You know, who's trained to help coordinate it? You know, do you want to have an attorney on retainer, or who would you call if you think that you need some extra help?
Minervino says it's important to react calmly if federal agents show up and to ask for documentation to clarify what issues they're looking into and what kind of access they are seeking. A group of Wells residents is calling on the town's police department to formally withdraw from an agreement with ICE after the chief announced a pause in the agreement last month. Organizers say they gathered over 900 signatures on a petition to end the arrangement, which would allow local officers to enforce certain aspects of federal immigration law. Wells is the only town in Maine to have joined the program known as 287G. Nationally, the Trump administration has leaned on these agreements to boost immigration enforcement and detention. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. Coming up on Maine Calling at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, acclaimed artist Joseph Fiore. I'm Nicole Ogrisco. Thanks for listening.